proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I am with you exclusively. Our most loving and wonderful friend, Caleb Collier, is not with us today, so I am running the show all by myself. But we have a special privilege. We have a good friend of ours returning onto the show, a missions man. He remember that old song, Don't Mess with the Missionary Man? I think it was like from the 80s. You might have to find that song later, because this is that guy. This guy is bearded, and he makes Bear Grylls look like a sissy because he's a missionary in Alaska. So we're going to have a 1 hour show. Before we go there, I just want to hit our website. Go to churchandstate.media. We are proud of what we are doing, our past shows, people we've interviewed. God's been just really connecting us, putting us on the map with a lot of really good interviews. We have some exciting ones coming up in the future. Those of you, you may have heard of a guy by the name of Pastor Steve Chocolani. He's going to be coming on the show here in the future. We're also happy to have, trying to have General Flynn before he comes into Spokane. Also want to remind you guys, if you could pull up the website, flynnmovie.com, just want to highlight that. That premiere in Spokane, you can still get tickets. Go to flynnmovie.com, or is that the URL? Yes. Okay. It's very hard for me to see with my 45-year-old eyes. flynnmovie.com. You can go. Please scroll through there. Make sure you highlight Spokane, Washington. Now they have options here for VIP or regular person, single person. Come see this movie. This is a premiere. You can't see this anywhere else but in person. Eventually the movie will be released. It's $40 a ticket, but here's why. It's going to be held at On Fire Ministries in Spokane, Washington, 115 East Pacific, and it's going to be more along the lines of a intimate setting. Now, there's going to be a lot of security there, so those people coming through, just so you know, you're going to be able to listen to a four-star general who's one of the most sought-after speakers, one of the most true blue American men in the country. And please go get tickets. There's still availability. There's also this. Those of you who take a screenshot of the actual ticket you purchase, there's people who've already done this. And guess what? A lot of people have already done this. We're going to be announcing here. They get a free signed copy of General Flynn's book that he's going to be releasing, and also an opportunity to meet him. Please screenshot your ticket if you go online, buy that. Send that to us at churchandstate.media. Our Proton mail is this, churchandstate1776@proton.me. If you send an email to us or either contact us on Facebook with a screenshot of those tickets, we'll put you in for a drawing. And guess what? Like so far, people, it's like a 1 out of 10. We only have about 10 people buying tickets a week, but guys, it's going to be crazy these next couple of weeks because it's only a few weeks away. Okay. One other thing I want to highlight, guys, we survived the craziest week known to man. Okay. I went to the Ark experience. The eclipse happened. CERN didn't open up a portal to hell. Also, we didn't see NASA open up any type of EMP device. So guys, God keeps giving us these graces where nothing happened. A lot of people were like, is something going to happen on the day of the eclipse? I was saying, I don't think anything's going to happen, but we should always be prepared. So every time we go through one of these things, please get silver, get gold. We also know, get bullets. My guy who we're going to be interviewing here in a second, I want to ask him here in a second how many bullets he has on hand up in Alaska. But get your bullets, get your beans, get your Bibles. Also, get the Holy Spirit. But on top of it, get precious metals. Here's why. Because everything is getting depreciated, including your IRAs, your stocks. Please call these guys up, 866-346-5325. You'll talk to an actual human being. Those of you who have an IRA or a 401k and you think you can't convert some of that into precious metals, you can actually take that with no penalty. And here's the wisdom. You should have about 20% of your net worth in silver or gold, which we're already seeing it go up. But guys, once we go through whatever's coming, Iran's attacking Israel, once we go through whatever's coming, you're going to see a skyrocket for gold. Precious metals are what people want in their hand when they're going through times of duress. So please call these guys, talk to them. I'm not trying to take your money. I'm trying to protect your money. So with that, I want to bring on the show one of my hero friends, this guy I met in Tulare, very good friend of Aaron Antis, who's basically the right-hand guy for Clay Clark and the Reawaken America Tour. We've had you on the show before, but I just want to say I love you. I love you, dude. You are the bomb. I got to stop that. I don't know how to stop that. Okay. So can you say hello to all our listeners? This is Rob Graham.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. It's really a pleasure to be on the show again. Like Gabe said, we met down in California. Been on the show a couple times. And with me today, I actually have my niece-in-law, Ashley Graham.
Hello.
That we served together here at Youth with a Mission in Denali, right outside of Denali National Park here in Alaska.
Yeah. Can I actually, Chris, I want to put up Last Frontier Ministries. There's a video right there on the front of the website. Our listeners, those of you, you need to check this out. This is the legitest organization that's touching and affecting Alaska in such a powerful way. I believe in 100% what you're doing. I also like on this little clip here, I wish we could pause it for a second, where you're wearing those aviator glasses. Next time you're on the show, you have to wear those. But tell us what is going on. Spring has finally come. Your beard is not an icicle like Haven. God is finally bringing the bears out of hibernation. Like one time when I drove through the Alcan, I got the privilege of driving through the Alcan, and then I was at springtime, and all the black bears came out at the same time, and these dudes were so sleepy. They literally looked like me before coffee, and they're on the side of the road eating this green stuff in the ditches. And I found out later that that's how they get the old plumbing working, because they haven't done anything all winter long. So are the bears back out? Are they moving around?
Yep, they're starting to, for sure. You know, they're starting to see bear paw prints in the snow and whatnot. This is the time of year that they come forward. And that's what we tell our students that are here at our discipleship training school. Like, if you're out for a run, make sure that you have one of your earbuds out of your ear so that you can actually hear what's going on around you.
Oh, gosh. That sound of that low sound. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Bear spray is kind of a joke, but that's what you got to have at minimum. And
yeah,
good sprinting speed.
For us, I don't typically use it. We do have it here for somebody who wants to at least have the illusion of protection.
Ashley, what do you carry? Do you carry like a Colt 45? You know, something. What do you?
I've been asking my husband for one, but I usually just bring along my husband.
My daughter, who is 22 years old, she just got her first piece. She's got a little SIG, very expensive, 380, and that would nice. Just basically tick a bear off. It wouldn't even do anything. But anyway, I really want to just open the floor. Many times I've seen podcasts where, you know, the guy talks. I want to hear from you, because the last time you were talking about the DTS program, getting people. Tell about how we can advertise and help. What do we need to get out there right now for people to help you at Last Frontier Ministries?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, it's, you know, traffic and traction towards our websites. They're at lastfrontierministries.com and YWAM, YWAM Denali.com. That's basically where we're going to get the biggest impact from is word of mouth, and also people getting directed towards the website. With what we do at Last Frontier Ministries, we formed Last Frontier Ministries in 2008 with the goal and the vision of reaching all of Alaska with the love and the message of Jesus Christ and Him dying on the cross for our salvation. And to give them like a tangible hope. The problem is there's 231 recognized villages here in Alaska. And at the time there was only two of us, me and my buddy, Sam, who started Last Frontier Ministries. So, kind of in a nutshell, we really started praying about it. And we felt like we were supposed to start a school of missions in order to, what the word that God gave us was to reproduce ourselves. And what does that mean? It means, you know, we obviously don't want a carbon copy of ourselves. But what we want is we want the passion that we have to see the gospel going out to not only the Alaskan villages, but the really hard to get places in the world that isn't necessarily fun to go to. We're not vacationaries. We don't want a vacation while we're taking a mission. We want to go and be with the people. And Ashley was a student of ours in 2021. And then later she became on staff with us, and she's still staffing with us, but now we're related because she married my nephew. But yeah, what is YWAM to you?
That's a good question. I think YWAM to me is a place where you can just come and just be yourself, to learn how to open up, to heal from old like wounds that you still haven't dealt with, to be able to have staff members who actually talk to you and like want to hear what you're saying, to be able to have lectures that just bring a great foundation to the next steps in life.
That's good, yeah. Ashley. Like I'm a big proponent of Sunday morning church is not enough for young people. That basically just gets you into the door to basically your mom and dad's faith. Because you know, when you come on Sunday, you're coming on the coattails of your parents. So eventually you have to get to your own faith. Why are you in the kingdom of heaven? Why? And finding out sonship or daughtership requires going through something. So I love the fact that you're saying this is a place for getting, like, I like what you said as far as wounds healed. There's a place where you can actually get those things addressed and spend some time with the Father. And I want to highlight this scripture because it's like the best scripture to define what you guys are doing. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. And this is the call that you answered, Ashley. And this is the call that some of you young people who are watching right now, go ye therefore, make disciples of all nations. What is the word all in Greek? What does it mean? All. Every all. One of them. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I love that. We don't hold the Holy Spirit back with the power of the Holy Spirit. I love that about you, my brother. You take the Holy Spirit with you everywhere you go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. Once again, that's all. And behold, I am with you always. He likes that word always or all. To the end of the age. These are the red letters. And the end of the age doesn't mean the world's ending. It means, that word is suntaleia aeon. It means the end of this time period. And we're in a unique time period. We can't really see the end come. The end can't come until we reach all these unreached people groups. I know I'm not in a hurry. I want to spend some time with my grandkids. I have grandchildren. I do want the world to go on. But the thing is, it is right now, every single moment, people are dying and passing away without ever hearing the gospel. And to me, that grieves me. It grieves me. And I thank the Lord for people like you, Ashley, and your husband. What's your husband's name?
Yossi.
And I thank you that you've answered the call. How did you, because here's the scary thing. People pray this all the time. Lord, I will go. It's like, Ruth, I'll go wherever you say, but just don't make me a missionary. I'll go. I'll do whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want. I just don't want to be in missions. I don't want to go there. How do you get through that? How do you negotiate through that? How did you get through that? Because, you know, I think people think it's for the rest of your life. Maybe it is. But how did you get there, Ashley? And I think that's going to help people understand.
Yeah, I actually was a missionary kid. I grew up in Peru. And so my heart was definitely towards missions. And you know how like people say, yeah, I will go, Lord, anywhere but Africa. Mine was, Lord, I will go anywhere but the U.S. because I wanted to be in the hardcore. And he actually sent me to Alaska. Mm. And I think a lot of times it's just giving up our fruit, being willing to just let the Lord lead you. A lot of times we think our life should be, we need to work, we need to have all of these thing set up, have a house, have a thing. But ultimately, it's how do we get the gospel out? How do we share to people who don't know yet about God, who are, like you were saying, dying and not hearing about God? And when we have the desire to be like, God, I will go anywhere, even if I'm broke, and trusting in him that he will provide. I think just releasing that control of, I don't have control over what I'm going to do tomorrow, but as long as I'm doing your will of following you and sharing the gospel to the people around me, I think that is missions.
This question is to the both of you. Is it fun? Because it's, I think a lot of people think, you know, it's not fun, but the reality is there's daily adventure. Now, it's not always an adventure when it's like negative 40. I've seen the pictures. I've seen what it's like, but the reality is there's constant adventure. Like even the mosquitoes that you guys have are the size of birds. So it's constant adventure. Like it's never a dull moment. Talk about that, because I think that scares people. But the reality too is, you know what's even scarier than adventure in Alaska? Going to Costco on a Saturday. Like right. who wants to do that? Who wants to do normal? Who wants to sit in a line at Papa Murphy's and wait for your stupid take and bake pizza? I would much rather be in the Alaskan bush, trapping, have a trap line, and then come back and then like teach people. And we're going to talk about that in a second, because there's a special way you're reaching the people of Alaska. You're actually teaching them stuff. But like, talk about, because people don't understand. It's fun. It's fun. I know fun is kind of a dumb word. Like there's no real better word. There's no Greek word for fun. I guess awesome. Talk about how you do this.
Well, one of the things, man, is like I always tell people, I was a youth pastor for almost 20 years. And I took, youth on mission trips every chance that I can or that I could. And now I'm doing it with youth with a mission. But I have a blast doing missions. It's awesome. Doesn't even describe it. Is there times where it isn't fun? Yeah, there's times where you literally have to embrace the suck. but whenever you are able to extend the love of God and preach the gospel to somebody, and you see somebody go from a child of darkness to a child of light right in front of your eyes, that's the best paycheck a person could ever get.
Come on. Same question to you, Ashley. Talk about the adventure side of it. It's really cool now. Like this whole Patagonia image, like girls wearing Birkenstocks and like wearing beige colored clothes and going on hikes, wearing beanies. This is what my daughter does. She has an Instagram platform and she's trying to grow a TikTok, and she has this kind of natural mom's vibe. You know, you're actually living that for real. Like, is it fun or are you just doing it for likes on TikTok?
No, it is good, but I agree. Sometimes you have to embrace the suck of like when we were in Brazil on a missions trip, there were times where our water tasted like iron. Mm-hmm. And we were like, wow, Lord, or we were dehydrated, being like, well, we're gonna just drink coffee and enjoy the time where we get to see like who people are, be able to hear their stories. I remember so many times just sitting there and listening to their stories of like older people who haven't really had somebody to talk to, and just like having that opportunity to hear their story, their life, and enjoy that conversation. I just very much enjoy just hanging like at that part of missions, getting to know who they are, who God created them to be.
Yeah, I'll never forget the time. So whenever Ashley was staff with me first time, this is your third year staffing with me. But the first year that she was staff, we actually went to the Dominican Republic because COVID had everything shut down. And so I was like, okay, we need to go to a place. And here's the thing, man, in the Dominican Republic, there's so much slavery that goes on there from the Haitians. Like the Haitians are slaves. And even though they're not like, somebody wouldn't look at it and go, it's a slave. Well, the Dominic has these, big sugarcane plantations, and they get these Haitians that are trying. It's almost like whenever people come to the United States wanting a better life, these Haitians are coming to the Dominican Republic thinking that they're going to have a better life, but
get caught.
They don't
trap.
Have papers. Yeah. They don't have papers. They can't work. So they get on these sugarcane plantations and they give them just enough to where they can't save up to leave, but not enough to put food on their table. And so I'll never forget, we went to this one village and we had showed up there, and Ashley, I've actually got a picture of it. I just put it on a canvas, and they had just got done delivering this woman out of witchcraft.
Come on.
And they prayed for her. They got her born again. And afterwards, Ashley's head is on this woman's head, and just the biggest smile in the world, because she just saw a miracle right in front of her.
Come on. And like, okay. I got to highlight that just for a second. Cause a lot of people think when God said, there's the first gospel, the very first gospel. And it's really cool. I'm a math guy. Well, I'm not good at math, but I love numbers. Genesis 3.14. What is that number? You're a tech guy. It's pi. It's a circle. Pi. So Genesis 3.14 and then 15 is a circle verse. Here's why. That verse is where in Genesis, in verse 14 of chapter 3, Eve is told there will be enmity between your child and the serpent, and someday your seed will crush his head, but his heel will be bruised in the process. And then he tells the serpent, you're going to be on your belly for the rest of your life and eat dust. And that is the first gospel, because there's a promise. The king's coming. And in the garden, God told Adam to take what? I'm going to give you a clue. It starts with D. Take
dominion.
Yes. And we think that word dominion is like, your face should be like this. But what you just did when you smiled after a demon just got his house taken away, he just got evicted. That's a picture of dominion. Dominion always causes celebration. Dominion isn't serious and uptight. Casting demons out brings joy. And I think right now we're kind of having this little internal war, this little struggle, because right now we're seeing a lot of people right now, especially post COVID. It's weird. You put people in, you know, you get these demons of depression where they're locked indoors, and you know all about that in Alaska. You lock somebody in. It's called cabin fever. Demonic stuff can happen. We're having what we call deliverance. And it doesn't mean that so many Christians are like, Christians can't be possessed. They can be oppressed and they need deliverance, man. Come spring, not only does your house need deliverance, it needs fresh air and you know, it stinks in there, but you have demons that have been oppressing you. And these townspeople have that. Talk to me about, does dominion celebrate to you?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, it's one of those things to where, you know, we have a program within, it's not tailored just for YWAM, but that we have a program called Restoring the Foundations. And what it is a deliverance ministry to where you are taking back dominion over your own house. You are evicting trespassers off of your land, and you are filling it with the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And so we actually take Restoring the Foundations into the villages, and we do RTF. We call it RTF for short. We do RTFs with people, and we're seeing people take back dominion in their own life. And you know, one of the things that we saw quite a bit down in the Dominican Republic, which is not a surprise because, you know, within the Dominican Republic, most of the people that we worked with were Haitians.
Yep.
And
strong ties, you know, back to voodoo, I'm going to guess.
Yep. Voodoo and Santeria. And they literally invite demons into their body for their rituals.
Yep.
You know, so
for prosperity.
What's that?
There's curses and things that they can do to invoke prosperity. No different than Romans who would lay down, you know, at the altar whether it was in their home, they'd bow to a, you know, Poseidon, Zeus, whatever. Same thing there in Haiti. If you don't think that there's power there, I know a lot of people, you know, they're demons, but there's power there. Mm-hmm. The supernatural is not powerless, you know? Right. So can you list maybe four common areas of oppression in Alaska? What are the typical things that you see that need spring cleaning?
Yeah. I mean, depression, you know, mental issues, depression is top of the list. Addiction, because whenever, you know, demons tend to feed off of one another. Mm-hmm. So depression leads to alcoholism and drug abuse, which leads to physical abuse, which leads to sexual abuse.
Yeah. I would venture to also suicide is in there. A lot of people probably kill themselves once they reach the end.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we joke around, especially with one of our board members, cause he's from Texas, and we joke around with him that Alaska is three times the size of Texas. And then he shoots right back, cause he's from like the Houston area. He's like, yeah, but I got more people in my town than you do in your state. And, so we have this fun, you know, badgering each other back and forth. But one of the things that I always, you know, after we talk about the size of Alaska, we also talk about the depravity of Alaska and say, you know, we are three times the size of Texas, but we also lead the nation three times in suicide, three times in drug and alcohol abuse, three times in physical and sexual abuse, three Jesus. Times in like with the children within the no, they get taken out of their homes. You know, they get put in the system.
Foster care.
And the hard thing about it is, man, is like, because the natives have their own system, a lot of times it's really hard to get that kid help that they would need.
Hey, I'm going to pause you one. I'm going to pause you 1 second. Hold there. Remember what you're talking about. Keep sticky note that in your brain. I just want to say to everyone right now who's listening on ACN, this is part one, and please tune in tomorrow. We're actually going to do a two-part on this. I want everybody to hear this. We're not going to only have this online. We're going to have this tomorrow on ACN as well. So please come back to hear the second part of this interview with Rob Graham of Last Frontier Ministries. Thank you so much for being there. We're going to have, please, everyone, if you're not able to hear tomorrow, please go to lastfrontierministries.com or go to YWAM Denali. Please check this out. Share, especially with a young person. If you're a grandparent, if you're somebody who really wants to see, hey, maybe you have a young son or daughter who's, they're not growing. They've stinted. They've become stunted. They need to go on a mission trip. So this is something you as a grandparent can pay for. It's affordable. I actually, here's a side note. I met my wife on a YWAM trip as far as like, we became boyfriend and girlfriend. So like right there. I found my wife. You found your wife. You found Yossi. So it works. It's kind of like, instead of Bible college, bridal college is what they used to call it. So I don't know if we have an acronym for finding somebody on a YWAM trip. We need to figure that out. So anyway,
young women after men.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Young women after men. I love it. So anyway, those of you who've been with us, thank you so much. I'm Pastor Gabe, and a calm does not suit me. Okay. So that little pause there, we're back. We're back on here. This is part two. Hopefully you have that sticky note vastly attached to what you were talking about. If you don't have the sticky note, I bet you Ashley would remember, because girls remember, they multitask.
Yeah. I was going in talking about the depravity of Alaska and how, you know, we joke around saying that Alaska is three times the size of Texas, but we lead the nation and by three times in suicides, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, physical, sexual abuse. There's a lot of depravity. We have per capita, we have more inmates. You know, I have my prison ministry card, to get in and see some of the people that we minister to in the villages that become incarcerated. Mm. You know, but backing, you know, backing, backtracking on that, whenever we talk about, you know, the demonic realm taking control over somebody or oppressing them, to the point, like, we were saying that one of those demonic beings feed off of another one. So somebody will get depressed. And within Alaska specifically, you can see there's generational things that gets passed down, because, you know, Alaska is a very new state, if you will. I mean, it was formed in 1959. And so, you know, Alaska is a new state. So some of the atrocities that were done to the Alaskan natives were done within their lifetime. And so they, even though, you know, we always say nobody has a right to pick up an offense, but you can have a reason.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, what I'm saying? Absolutely. So the resources that were pillaged, whether it was oil, whether it was gas, whether it was gold, we know, my goodness, America came into Alaska, not for the purpose of creating a people group that was strong. No, America came into Alaska to basically mine, take, and just provide a way to finance a lot of things the United States does. So these people have been, I don't believe in, you know, there's this concept right now with Black Lives Matter and, you know, of like payment physically for the things that were happened, you know, or done generations before. I don't believe that there's reparations for what was done, but Jesus has a form of reparation for restoring. You have heavenly reparations because you're teaching these guys how to be sons. And one of those ways, I kind of want to talk about this just for a second. I know I'm switching gears on you and I'm sorry if there's anything you wanted to finish on that. This is the brilliant thing about what you do. Is there a word for gringo or somebody who's not a native blood? And I'm Hispanic and when, you know, people see me, they think I'm a gringo. I remember when I was in Hawaii, I think it's like a negative term for a non, like true Hawaiian is, what is that word? It's like a howley. Good job.
Howley.
Is there a word like howley for like what the tribes people would call you? Cause you, brother, you're so white, you're almost see-through.
Yeah, they call us Gussocks.
Gussocks. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to break through the Gussock attachment because you come up there and it's like Christianity sometimes in circles. It's like you come up there and missions people come and it's like a badge. They're not there for the people. And that's what that's why I actually love you. Like because Rob, you love the people and your story of how you became best friends with the people. And like your son, our daughter is now marrying people in the area. This is reminding me of the Bible. It's like you don't see color. You don't see ethnos, you see people and you bleed for them. And how did you prove it? You had a very brilliant idea. Share with the people the idea, because this is what got your foot in the door.
Yeah. So, me and my ministry partner, Sam Kimmel, we were in the village and we were actually up there for almost 3 years without anybody talking to us. And I don't mean, you know, they didn't say a word to us, but the words that they said, I can't repeat on your show. So, they weren't very friendly to us. And very long story short, after about 3 years of going up every other week for about 3 or 4 days, depending on how much we could take, God gave me an idea, and we're actually going through hearing God's voice, this week in DTS. And we always say this, how do we know that we're hearing God's voice? Well, if you have an idea that's smarter than you, it's probably God.
Yeah.
And so God gave us an idea. Me and my buddy are both, medics that work for the fire department. Sam is also a nurse, and they gave us an idea, or God gave us an idea of teaching a pre-hospital care course, called an emergency trauma technician course, to the village people up there. Because they're forestry firefighters and they get more money if they have this certification. He told us to do it for free and to also hold the class in the church there, even though the church was not, there was nothing going on in the church as far as services. People had the church had a stigma about it. And so he said, do it in the church. I'm like, why in the church? And he was like, because then they're in there for 40 hours getting used to it.
I'm going to hold that thought. You need to hear this. That's a God idea. That's a God idea. You put them in the building, you teach them, and then you sneak in the gospel with the EMT stuff, because you're talking about like the cardia, the heart, that, you know, talking about, I guarantee you are slipping in verses. And then on top of it, they're making more money. So keep going.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is the way that we normally teach the ETT course, whenever you're talking about anatomy and physiology, we actually changed it to where, you know, as we're talking about the anatomy of the body, we're talking about the heart and how, you know, the heart has a cell in it that's like no other cell in your body. And it has the ability to create what we call automaticity. And so it can generate and expel electricity. And then you go in and talking about like God fearfully and wonderfully made the body, and like, you were known before you were in your mother's womb, and he knitted and formed you together in his womb. And like we would slip that stuff in throughout the whole class. And what ended up happening is at the end of the class, after they spent 40 hours with us, the first 2 days were kind of rough, but afterwards, we were laughing and joking around, and they realized, hey, these guys aren't in here to do any harm. They're in here to help us. And so there was 13 people that showed up to that class. And now they're the ones that are still alive are 13 of our really, really good friends. And we're still loving on them. A good portion of them have come to the Lord. We actually had a YWAM team up there in 2019. And one of the ladies, which I would love to have her on your show to give her testimony, but she got born again whenever we had a YWAM team up there. And shortly after that, she had gotten my phone number and she called us and she was like, "Rob, I have a question for you." I said, "What's that?" She goes, "Now that I've become born again, if I've sinned or if I've done something wrong, do I need to confess it before people?" Mm. And I said, "Well," I said, "here's the thing. If it's between you and God, like confess it before God, repent of it, just don't do it again. But if it involves people, then yeah, you need to repent, say you're sorry to those people, have reconciliation." She didn't tell me what it was about. She just goes, "I'm born again and I want to live for God." Well, two or three days later, I found out, see, she was the treasurer for the Tribal Council of Minto. And a couple of days later, she went to a tribal meeting and she said, "I have to confess something before you guys." And I said, "What's that?" And she said, "Over the course of like 7 or 8 years, I've embezzled $80,000 and snorted it up my nose." Mm. And the place was silent.
Whoa. Oh, that is heavy.
It's really heavy. But guess what? If you haven't had an Apostle Paul conversion, you're not going to admit to $80,000 worth of embezzlement.
That's
so fast insane. Forward. They take her to court. And it, of course, it took forever to get her to court. But it was just this last year, actually, that she went to court. And the judge was getting ready to hand down the sentence. And it was going to be a very heavy sentence. Mm-hmm. And they said, "Would you like to say something before this?" And she said, "Yes, I would." And she stood up and gave her testimony and preached the gospel.
Come on.
And they basically, the judge said, "I'm going to give you like 300 hours of community service with no jail time. Wow. You're a changed person." And so here's kind of what I want to say about that, Gabe, is, you know, DTS, Discipleship Training School, is it for everybody? I'd like to think it is, but sometimes it's not. Like, I mean, you got to be called to do it because it isn't for the faint of heart. But it is every person who has went through DTS that I know of, including Ashley, their lives are forever changed. And you have an experience with God to where you get to know him deeper. Some people come in not knowing if they can hear God's voice. And by the end of it going, "I know that I can hear God." And you see them go out and change the nations. And last year we had like 27, 28 students. We sent one team with Ashley and her husband and another staff member to the Amazon basin in Brazil. We sent another team.
Explain that. Like explain that. So a lot of people think, "Hey, I'm coming to Alaska," but it's like you come to Alaska, but you also get to go on a missions trip while you're in the DTS. We have at our church a college that people are going through, and when they get done, they go on a missions trip, and these guys are actually going to Kenya. So this is a missions trip where you go on a missions trip and you go on another missions trip. So it's like, am I correct?
Yeah. So for 3 months, they're at we're actually in the building that God has provided for us. And we are, both YWAM Denali and Last Frontier Ministries are a 100% debt-free organization. We're supposed to owe no man nothing but love. So we always say, if it's God's will, it's his bill.
Come
and
on.
So that's faith right there. He owns cattle on 1,000 hills.
That's right. My dad is rich.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So God literally provides all the needs. In fact, inside story here, we were looking at our budget for DTS and for our staff and trying to make it affordable for, you know, to feed them, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Of course, the students pay, you know, so obviously the students are going to eat well. But the staff, we're sitting there going, man, like if we charge $2 for breakfast, try to give them a free lunch and $4 for dinner, we're going to be running about a $1,000 deficit at the end of each month. And so I'm praying to God about this. And you know what he told me? Don't charge a dime.
Wow.
Let
Come
people
on.
Bring what they have, take what they need, and pray God for the rest. And
God will provide.
Bro, if we're going to say we believe in the book of Acts, then we need to act like
Come
we,
on, brother. Like we
do. So, but
hey, I want to tell Ashley right now, Ashley, I need you to think as cause I want Rob to keep talking, but be thinking of a testimony of something crazy you've gone through, like unique to only you. It was like one of those life-changing things where God literally spoke, and did something on the level to where it was like, hey, that's God. It's undeniable. It's him. But Rob, go back to what you're saying. I just wanted her to be thinking about that.
Yeah. I'm actually going to finish up that quick, cause I want to hear what she has to say.
And we've got, just so you know, we've got another probably 13 minutes. So we're not Sweet. Super rushed, just so you guys know.
Yeah, no worries. No. My thing is, man, is like, so DTS it was founded by Lauren Cunningham, and it was back in the 60s. And the crazy thing is, man, is like, denominationally, people think that, well, you have to go through Bible school and you have to raise, you know, 3 years of support for your mother, and you can only have so many kids while you're going out there. And are we frozen or are we good?
I can see you and we can hear you. You're a little garbly, but wait 1 second. I'm going to say a quick prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke all technical demons. We speak in faith. Get behind me, Satan. I thank you. Right now, for the fastest internet known to man right now, I speak perfect ping in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, amen. So what DTS is, like, whenever Lauren started this, he actually went to the Assemblies of God Council, and he pitched this idea about taking young people on the mission field, and they basically said, that will never happen, that can never work, yada, yada, yada. So Lauren went out, and he pioneered this thing on his own. You know, here we got 70 some years later, whatever it was. Now you have 3,000 campuses across the globe. You have millions of people who have been trained in the ways of God. You know, I've been to Bible school. I've also been to YWAM. Bible school gives you I loved my Bible school. It was Rhema Bible College. I loved it, but it was a lot of head knowledge and about yes. the Bible.
Thank you
and
for saying
YWAM,
that. And it's not, thank you for saying that. It's not disrespectful to say that. James talks about, hey, you show me your faith, I'll show you works. There's a component called works, and you can learn yes. all you want. You know, you can have tons of knowledge and not know God, but yep. you can't know God and not have any knowledge. So you have to have some knowledge, but you also yep. have to have that component of like, go and do something, get a blister for heaven's sake. Mm-hmm. Keep going. I think we lost you just for a second. Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold, they're going to be back on. We're going to get them on in a second. Even if we, you know, I'm not going to restart here they come. But I want to highlight their website, YWAM Denali, Wild About Jesus. The actual website URL is this, those of you who are on with me, YWAMDENALI.com. Are they with us?
Yep.
All right, good.
So in summarizing that, Gabe, you know, he started the YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And now we have 3,000 campuses across the globe. We've trained millions of missionaries, and we've broken down that idea that you have to have a master's degree in missions and 3 years of support, and you can only have so many kids and be on the field and yada yada yada. But again, you know, Rhema was awesome. Like, I would recommend Rhema to anybody, and I love YWAM. And people ask me before, which one did you like better? And I said, that's comparing apples and oranges.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't trade either one of my experiences, but what I'll say is this. I learned a ton about the Bible at Rhema, but I really learned the character and nature of God through YWAM.
Come on.
And I learned the ways of God through YWAM. And, you know, so if you choose, if you have a young person who, man, I'll tell you what, a young person that's stuck, man, a DTS, if they're wanting change, a DTS will change their life. And they come to our beautiful facility here. And they sit for 3 months learning the ways of God. We're, like we have this week is hearing God's voice. Next week is the blood covenant and the, that promise that we have Jesus Christ.
Come on.
The next week, you know, we have evangelism. And I mean, it just builds on each other. And then for 2 months, we go somewhere in the world and we put it into action. Last year.
Do you know where you're going this year in 2024 or 2025? Have you established that? Is it a secret? Is it a secret? Okay.
No, what we're really praying about right now, man, since we have the physicians that we do, is I'm sure that you may have you interviewed Lana Vasquez with Life Impact?
Yes, I have. We actually interviewed her in Post Falls, Washington. She's amazing. Like she's
just awesome.
She's not very tall, but I told her in the spirit, girlfriend, you're like a demon killer, like straight.
Yes. So one of my former students is actually on staff with her full time now. We're looking at going to Thailand and teaming up with her and potentially going into Burma with the Freedom Fighters and the Free Burma Rangers.
Come on.
To give medical work. But medicine, I can't stress this enough. Medicine is only a tool to be able to present the gospel to people. If we go in and do medical work and don't give them the gospel, we're no different than any NGO or nonprofit organization. Yep. It's the power of the gospel that changes the lives and sets people free. And Ashley's going to tell you a testimony.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So I was actually one of those people who didn't really know how to hear God's voice. When I came in here into YWAM, I felt like I couldn't hear him. And so the first week is how to hear God's voice. And I realized that my whole childhood and adulthood that I had been hearing him, I thought it had to be an audible voice.
Right.
Be like, this is God. This is what I want you to do. But he was speaking to me in such different ways, like through people, through nature. And so he was teaching me that and just forming a deep relationship with me that I realized that having a relationship with God is fun. It's not boring.
Come on.
He shows you so many things. And when I went to the Dominican Republic when I was a student, I was actually a translator. And that scared me.
Wow.
A lot. And it took every single day I had to give up my right to being perfect at speaking Spanish or being able to not translate, but
interpret
what other people were saying. I just wanted to do it the right, like the best way I could. And I felt like I couldn't do that. And God kept reminding me that I'm capable. And also my team around me encouraged me every single day. And I remember this one time we went out to a village and we went to a certain spot and there was this lady sitting and all by herself. And we went up to her and introduced us. And my team was kind of silent. You know how like the translator or interpreter is usually there to interpret.
Yeah.
But my team was silent. And I was like, Lord, like, what do I say to this lady? And I felt like the Lord said, share your testimony. And part of my testimony is like value, that word value. Where was my value in my childhood and stuff? And forgiveness. And I totally forgot about like how to translate value and forgiveness. And I was like, Lord, this is my whole testimony. Like, how do I share my testimony to this lady and not know these like words? And I was like, kind of like a pause. And I remember just praying and remembering this word just popped into my head and being like, is this it? Is this the word, God? And so I was like, I'm going to trust you with all my heart. And I just start sharing the gospel. I start sharing who God was in my life, value, forgiveness that he gave me. And all of a sudden she starts telling her testimony about unforgiveness to her uncle who abused her all of her life. And she had walked away from the Lord because she felt like she was not valued in God anymore. Like that her value was abuse. All of these things that she experienced, she couldn't get close to God because of all of these things. And it was so incredible because it was the first opportunity that I could share the gospel and lead somebody to the Lord, lead somebody back to the Lord. And it just blows my mind. I think that I didn't even know the words to it, but God gave me the words and he I just had to trust him. I just had to believe.
That's a scary thing about stepping out of the boat.
Yeah.
You got to step out of the boat.
Yeah. And I still didn't know that if the word was correct or not, but I kept using it. I got to spend time with her, share and really listen to her. As my team went out to go pray for other people, because there was another translator in another group and they joined them. But I was like, I'm going to stay back and talk to her. But when I got back on the bus, I asked another translator, what are these words in Spanish? And they told me exactly the same thing God gave me.
That is awesome.
And that blew my mind.
Well, I just want to, I want to encourage you. And then at the same time, anybody who's a young person watching this, or anybody who's watching this, I speak over you and Yossi. God sees your value. You are so valuable to him. And I want you to tell your husband, Brandon Lake is no different in God's eyes. He leads worship constantly, Brandon Lake, but your husband is leading worship, I would imagine, for 20 to 50 people on a regular basis. And he's not in front of massive crowds, but I just speak over your husband. He is seen by God and he is valued by God in what he's doing. And I also speak over the two of you. You've chosen the high calling, and it doesn't mean you're going to be, you know, we always hear someday I prophesy, you're going to speak to thousands. Well, you know what? Sometimes you're going to speak to two, you know, you're going to speak to one. God came to the woman at the well, one woman, and revealed who he was, the Messiah, the Mashiach, to a woman with six husbands down, you know, one by one by one. So success is not measured by like numerical impact. It's measured by your call. And I just thank you for answering that call, Ashley. I'm proud of you. And please tell Yossi the exact same thing. I'm a worship leader at my church, and I'm privileged to be able to lead worship in front of 600 people. But you know what? God doesn't care about numbers. He cares about the heart, and he cares about the impact that God's asked you to do. So anybody who's watching this, please, guys, don't think that you have to be Brian Houston. You have to be somebody, some mega pastor. You might be called to be just like this. So consider this, consider being on a DTS, consider being, what we call young women, finding, what is it? Young women acquiring
young women after men,
young women after men. You may find your spouse. We joke about it.
It may take you a couple years.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's,
yeah. One thing too, kind of adding to that, Gabe, is, you know, you just said, you know, like your value is your call. But also too, what God looks at is our obedience. Mm-hmm. Take Billy Graham, for instance. Billy Graham was an amazing man of God who spoke to thousands and thousands, seen, you know, hundreds of thousands of people come to the Lord. Amazing man of God. But what's going to be measured at the end of it is not the 100,000 people he brought to the Lord. It's the obedience every time that he stood up and said, not my will, but yours be done. Wow. You know, and it's the same thing with whoever's watching this, man. If God is calling you to step out of the boat in faith, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it is. But if it wasn't, it wouldn't be faith. If it wasn't going, you know what, I'm going to put my trust in Jesus and I'm going to, Jesus, take the wheel. You know, like if you're not going to do that, then this is where I say, like, that's usually whenever you see, like, whenever you're around Christians who say they believe in God, but they never step out of the boat, that's where you get religion, and it is boring.
Snooze.
But if you are stepping out of the boat going, yes, God, he'll send you to Brazil in the middle of the Amazon. He'll send you to Nepal in the mountains. He'll send you to Cambodia in the middle of, you know, rice fields. He'll send you, you know, potentially to Burma. He may send you to Mexico. Like, who knows? We never say this is where we're going to go. But if we would have had more students here, you know, half of the team would have stayed here in Alaska and went to the villages, and half of the team would have went to the 1040 window or wherever God sends us.
Amen.
So the biggest thing is just being obedient and listening to the call.
Wow. Well, that's the whole thing that God sees is he sees us being obedient. Obedience over sacrifice. Well, this is, we've maxed out our time. I just want to tell the both of you, we at Church of State honor you so much. And we're going to go ahead and just say one more time, please go to lastfrontierministries.com. Those of you who are thinking about joining and being a part of this, joining and doing a DTS, please contact Rob, his team. And I guarantee you, you'll get to meet Ashley and I want to say his name right.
Yossi
in person. You can do some worship with him. So on behalf of Caleb and the team, I am Gabe Blomgren, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. A calm does not suit me. And on behalf of Caleb, I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.